for
Before we sing the last verse, let's pray together for the boys and girls that have come to camp today. We're going to pray, whether or not it be publicly in a meeting like right now, every day for the boys and the cottagers that are here at camp, right? Amen. That didn't sound so convincing.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. We will. And we're going to follow your lead. And yes, we will, by God's grace. And we really should. And we shouldn't just pray for them, you know, when we get to church or whatever, but pray for them when you see them. You see them walking to the beach, their counselor, you see that poor guy go by and pray for him, and then pray for all those poor kids that have to have him as their poor counselor. And we want to pray for each other. And I think Brother Peter's words, what did he say last night? We're going to hit him hard. Now, I know he meant tomorrow night. He's not hitting him too hard tonight. Tonight's rule night. He might hit him hard there, too. But tonight, just laying the groundwork and the framework. But we really do want to believe that God is going to, right from the beginning, work on the boys that are down there in the village and in the cottagers. And part of our job here in Watch Rock is to pray for them. I don't know that I leave it to the cottagers to pray for us. I don't even know that I leave it to the boys down there in the village to pray for us. But I do leave it to you to pray for them. We're praying with many others. People back in our home churches are praying, and all over they're praying for these boys. And we want to really believe that God's going to answer in a wonderful way. And so pray for them. Let's pray together right now. Lord, that you will bless the children that have come onto these grounds today. Yeah. And Lord, some of them, it's their first time at camp. And some of them, it's their first time away from home. And for some of them, tonight might be a harder night than usual. We pray, Lord, that you'll just settle them down. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort them. Help Sister Diane and Sister Wen. Lord, help them as they put the girls and boys to sleep tonight, to be the mother that's not there tonight for these little kids. Help them, Lord, to be able just to work with them and to comfort them in such a way that you will be present and that, Lord, you will give them good sleep. We thank you, Lord, for each boy and girl in the cottage. Bless them. Bless them abundantly, greatly. Lord, we pray. And then those guys up there, Lord, come to them. Every one of them, Jesus. Lord, even tonight when they're not being hit so hard, hit them a little bit, Lord. Speak to their hearts, work in them. For some of these boys, I know they've never heard anything like they're going to hear at camp. They've never been exposed to anything at all like this. But Lord Jesus, we pray that their little hearts will be like sponges. They'll just soak in. They'll just soak in every word that's said and spoken. Lord, and that the Holy Spirit will do what we can't do. We could never do, but you can, Lord. So we pray for Brother Peter and the whole group of counselors. Thank you for these young men who have a heart for these boys and a desire to see you come to them. Now, Lord, come. Your desire is much greater. And then, Lord, here we are in Watch Rock, and, Lord, we're maybe more needy than the cottages, than the villagers. We need you, Lord. We've come from various parts of the country. We've come here to camp, Lord, not just because we needed a rest and a vacation, but because we want you. We need you, Lord. We pray, oh God, satisfy every heart. In every one of our times together, in your presence is fullness of joy. Where two or three gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And Lord, we expect you to be here because you always are. But Lord, we don't take for granted that we have an audience tonight with Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit of God, with the King of Kings who deigns to condescend and come right down into this little meeting where we're gathered and bless us and encourage and help us and speak to us. And so, Lord, we give this meeting to you. It's not my meeting at all. It's not our meeting, Lord. It's your meeting. It's your opportunity. Lord, and now have your way with us. Lord, we just are here because we want you, and we're going to open our hearts to you. And, Lord, help yourself. Come to us as you desire and minister and speak and be glorified, Lord, and not only today, but every one of these days. But give us faith, Lord, for each other, and Lord, a confidence that you're working. To the glory and honor of your name, we ask it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I guess I should say, because most of you, I guess, are here for a little while, at least the week, if not two. And it's nice. And some of you, nice to see you again. And glad you made it safely for this time to be here. And while you're here, every one of you, and the staff knows this already, but those of you that are not on staff and are here as guests, maybe the meetings here at camp are a little different than what you're used to. Maybe in your churches. I've been to many of your churches. And the Lord is in your church for sure, and working in you in your churches. I'm sure of that too. But maybe you'll find that Pilgrim Camp and the meetings here are a little different, not what you're used to, not better, not worse, just maybe different. But here at camp, we don't generally think there's only one or two or six people that are doing something. Every one of us are serving the Lord. Every one of us should feel free. In our meetings, if the Lord puts a prayer on your heart to pray, then you should pray it. You don't have to raise your hand and say, "May I please say a prayer?" Just pray. You might have a testimony to give. Maybe the Lord's done something for you in your heart, and you want to give an expression of that and thank him for it. Or maybe you want to admonish the rest of us or encourage us by a word of exhortation. That also is generally, and if it's out of the line, somebody will let you know, but it probably won't be. It's generally appropriate to do that as you feel led by the Lord to do that, and is a word on your heart, and you feel that it would be right for you to stand and give a word of exhortation or testimony or thanksgiving or read a passage of scripture. The Lord wants to use every one of us, is my point. It's not certainly, again, one person, two people, three people, no more. But every one of us has a place to fill or not. And maybe the Lord doesn't want you to say anything. Maybe he doesn't want to use you in this meeting. But maybe he wants to use you tomorrow morning. Or maybe he wants to use you whenever he wants to. We sing in a song, Lord, I'm ready to have you use me or not be used at all. It really doesn't matter. But Lord, I'm at your disposal to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, and to let you use me as you desire to. And so I'm not going to say this every meeting that we come to, but it's true tomorrow morning and every meeting that we gather in. Just feel free to do what the Lord would have you to do. And I know God has worked in many of your hearts, and you have much that you could contribute and offer in serving him as he leads you to do so. So please feel free. We're singing 334. We're singing the last stanza. Every joy or trial
praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, amen, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus.
I would like to share something. I appreciate that you said that no matter what church we go to back home, there's still work, and Jesus is there. I don't know why I'm crying. Last night we had communion, and when we were sitting quietly, maybe you heard one of the cups get cracked.
Yep.
With me. And I did it on purpose, because in our church, we have a tradition. We celebrate that Jesus' blood washed away our sins for good. They're not going to come back. We're not sinful again. He washed them away. So we celebrate. It's cracked. You can't put the cup back together. It's over. So we celebrate. We crack them, and we kind of go, yay! And we just, it's like a relief. Like, we did it. So I just wanted to share that maybe something happened in your life. You made a wrong choice. But God's, Jesus' blood saved you. And you can't go back. You're saved.
So. Praise the Lord.
He took my sins away, He took my sins away, and He keeps me singing every day, hallelujah, I'm so glad, He took my sins away.
Praise the Lord. You'd like to sing that, wouldn't you? It's 430 something, maybe. 430. Like you're ready to crack the cup, but you're not sure you want to or you should. Some of you are clapping your hands like this, like don't make it too loud. And but it's there. And others of you are cracking the cup. And we need to crack the cup, because we're not going back, are we? It's past, it's done, it's under the blood, and He's taken it all away. And you know, Rachel's grandfather, many years ago, he was serving communion in our church, just when I was, I guess, at the beginning of my tenure. And he was serving, and he was standing in front of me like the men were standing here last night, and he was holding the cup. And before we drank it, all of a sudden, I heard, and I opened my eyes to look, and there was Brother Carl. And he was trying to catch the juice that was dripping down his arm, because I guess he squeezed it a little prematurely. He's supposed to crack it after you drink it, right? Man, that's the way they do it over there. But Brother Carl, he was trying to start a new tradition of cracking the cup before you drink. No, that didn't work. But whether we crack the cup, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. Crack all the cups you can crack. And then nobody could reuse them again for craft projects, though. That's the only problem. But we want to be thankful tonight, don't we? It's cracked. The cup has been cracked. Your cup cracked. You're not going back there anymore. The load of sin, second verse. The load of sin was more than I could bear. Gone. He took it all away. And now on Him, I load my every care. I don't have to carry them anymore. Gone. He took it all away. That's something we can rejoice in. So whether you clap your hands or not, whether you stand to your feet and shout, that's okay to do, whatever you want to do. But I think we should really make it sound a little bit happier. Second stanza. The load of sin was more than I could bear. He took them once away. He took my sins away. And now on Him. Jesus, for your salvation. Maybe He wants you to stand to your feet, and as we read in the psalm, you walk around Zion. You tell of all the goodness that God has done. And I don't think there's a better testimony than, Lord, He's taken me out of the miry clay. And that cup is snapped, and I'm not going back anymore, and I'm on my way. He's done that in my heart, and it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And to sing praise unto His name. Maybe tonight the Lord wants you to give thanks to Him.
for his great salvation, so full and so free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free. Let's all sing together. 3, 2, 1, stand if you'd like to. As we sing, 3, 2, 1. Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found.
Into all that you have for so long.
Church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise to you, Lord. Your salvation will be deeper and deeper.
Yes.
We will go higher and higher.
Yes, Lord.
Your love will be sweeter and sweeter. Hallelujah. Set us free.
Yes, Lord.
Set us free. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. By your grace, we will, Lord. We will, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, lead us on to higher ground. Lord, we pray. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Grant it, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Do it in every heart, every life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, free indeed. Dear Lord, to know you better. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Take me deeper, Lord. Take us higher, oh, Lord. Oh, to press in, dear Lord. Hallelujah. The more, the fullness. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, yes, Lord. Take me deeper, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The great thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know.